Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Guile. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marlon Cottrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kravitz juggles the ball. That's an error on Kravitz. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottrey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marlon Cotterey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotterey hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-1 in the game. Guile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotterey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hamlin. Clinton moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marlon Cotterey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotterey is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotterey takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton scores. Cotterey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cotri moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to third for the out. Kravitz moves to second. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Hamlin moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to third. Daly moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cotri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-2 in the game. Guile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Nichols now pitching. Dick Williams pinch hits for Jim Delsing. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cautry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing left field. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marlon Cautry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cautry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cautry strikes out. Two outs. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cautry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Lump moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Bauer moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cautry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-3 in the game. Guile hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ted Williams pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Marlon Cautry. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.